A quick question here for you, Chris, from Mario, and he's emailed to say, what's the fastest a human could run? Theoretically, what is the fastest a human could sprint at with the aid of all of the latest blood and drug enhancements?
Well, the cynical answer is to say we know that because we have the example. I mean, Tim Montgomery would be the example of somebody, but then he's been beaten by Usain Bolt. I think it's quite a difficult question to answer. The world record now is 9.72. And no evidence that's been done illegally. And you can sort of extrapolate from that as to where you might get. But I think increasingly we're going to see genetic anomalies, people who have got a genetic aberration or change that makes them perform better. And that's going to be what makes the difference. A classic example was a Finnish cross-country skier who had a naturally active EPO system. So he made in his body large amounts of red blood cells because he had a gene defect, or for him it wasn't the defect, of course. And I think you'll see these step changes by people who have just happened to have had a mutation. And it's difficult to therefore extrapolate to where we will get.
In this week's British Medical Journal, there is an editorial by Dominic Wells, who's at Imperial College, and he's saying, look, we're all worried about drugs and things, but how long is it going to be before people start doping themselves with genes? We know that certain genes definitely can enhance performance. How long will it be before people come up with ways to switch on or add genes to their muscles to make them more genetically fit, if you like?
Well, I'm sure people are thinking about this. I mean, quite often you read a scientific paper and you think, OK, that could help you in sport. And people who publish these papers, which are all done for medical reasons, suddenly get hordes of people, usually bodybuilders, contacting them and saying, how can I do this? So it's difficult, I think, but it's surprising that just changing one gene or upregulating one gene seems to have an effect on human performance. I was surprised, but certainly if any of you have gone on YouTube, you can see this picture of this mouse that's had one extra gene put into its muscles and it's running on the treadmill. It's going forever and ever, like a sort of the Duracell mouse. And so I think it's clear that the agencies, the World Anti-Doping Agency, have conferences trying to test for this, and it's going to be difficult. I think it'll be hard to do it because we can't even do it in medicine yet.
Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Cooper from Essex University. Troy McLuhan in Second Life has said maybe athletes shouldn't be allowed to exercise and train because it gives them an unfair advantage. What do you think about that? It is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and Dave Ansell. Still to come, we're going to be finding out from Diana O'Carroll in this week's Question of the Week how the Bornean flat-headed frog can breathe even though it's got no lungs. And we'll also be catching up with John Danaso, who works on how we test for some of the illegal agents that people can take to boost their performance. But we've also got a kitchen science experiment going. Dave, just remind people what it is you want people to do.
I want you to get a big ball, something like a basketball, a small ball like a tennis ball, two bouncy balls basically. Hold the tennis ball above the basketball, sort of up sort of chest height, and then attempt to drop the two of them as cleanly as possible onto somewhere solid to bounce off. Don't do this inside, do it somewhere outside with nothing dangerous to hit.
So if you've had a go at that, or if you want to send in a question or say hello, the email address is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Laying the facts bare, Ooh. The Naked Scientists.